Right, I think I've done everything. Bottle, check. Nappies, check. Spare outfit, check. Toys, check. Emergency contact number, check. Whew. Now all I'm waiting for is Auntie Cheryl.
Okay, Ted, I'm off.
Okay, well, where are you going?
My tutorial. Don't you listen to anything I say?
Oh, that.
Yes, that. I've got to get the bus.
Why?
Because it's in the town centre and I don't fancy a 4 mile walk.
Well, I can give you a lift if you like.
Really?
Well, do you want a lift or not?
Oh, yes, please. Thanks.
I'll just change my shoes then.
That's just bloody typical of you.
It wasn't my fault.
Who mixed the concrete?
All right, because you never make a mistake.
Can you get a move on? I was going to go home and get changed.
I'm sorry, mate. I'll buy you a beer later.
You'll buy me 5 beers.
Right.
And a bag of chips.
Right.
You know I've been looking forward to this.
Look, I've said I'm sorry. You won't be late. We're nearly there.
Look at the state of me. I'm covered in brick dust. What will people think of me? My tutor will think it.
They'll think you work for a living. That's what they'll think. Or they ought to.
Did you see his face when he put his foot on that wall?
I don't know who was more shocked when it killed over us or him.
I've done this before, he says. You're like a man who ships large bulls.
A what?
A big bull shipper. Hold up, there's the study centre.
Where is everyone?
Well, inside probably, I'm 5 minutes late. Hey, you didn't put up any of these walls, did you? I'd like to get out in one piece. That was really good, wasn't it?
Yes, it's Neil, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're Donna? You're really on top of it all, aren't you?
No, not at all. I'm struggling to keep up, to be honest.
Well, it never showed.
It must be hard working full-time and studying.
Ah, you noticed. I was supposed to change, but we had to work late.
Most important thing was you came.
Yeah, I thought everyone would be there.
I suppose a lot of people find it hard to come, you know, with family commitments and whatnot.
Right, I suppose I never thought of that.
It was nice with just the 6 of us. And Martin seemed a really nice guy, didn't he?
Well, apart from being a brummie.
You can't say things like that. You'd better not let him hear you. He's got to mark your work.
Yeah. But he can take a joke. He said he was a Villa supporter, so he needs a sense of humour.
I'm sorry. Is that a football comment? I don't really follow football.
Oh, and nor does Martin. No, seriously, though. I thought he was friendly and he just made everything seem so simple. It went really quickly, didn't it?
Yes, I'm still a bit confused about the TMA, though.
Oh, you're going to do brilliantly. I haven't written anything more than a Christmas card since I left school. I'm never going to be able to write 750 words.
My daughter said that when she went off to uni. By the time she'd finished, she was complaining that she couldn't say all she wanted to in the word limit. Remember what Martin said? The first assignment is only 5% of the marks, so even if you don't do very well, it doesn't really matter.
Yes, well, I suppose that's right.
What was it he said? Every journey begins with a single step. Well, we've just taken a step.
What did you think about the other stuff he was going on about?
What other stuff?
All that business about the conference.
Oh, I thought that sounded really interesting. I read the item on the news part of the website. He said it would be the largest gathering of social science students in Europe. What about you?
I'm not sure about that. I just want to get through the degree. That's hard enough.
Oh, it's not until June. You should think about it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Oh, there's my mate. Do you need a lift?
Oh, no, thanks. My husband's picking me up.
Oh, well, OK. I'll see you next time.
Yes, definitely. Bye, Neil.
Jade, please, shut up. If anyone has a right to cry, it's me. I've missed the tutorial now. Thanks, Cheryl. I should have known you'd let me down. Jade, shut it!
The Open University. For more information, go to www.open.edu/iTunesU.